Independence, and later the hamlet of Wanoma, will be replaced by Lone Rock with the coming of the railroad in the mid-1850s. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society history moment, here's the rest of the story. According to page 179 of The Wisconsin River, An Odyssey Through Time and Space by Richard D. Durbin, about 1/2 mile beyond the Eagle Nest, Robert Hurst established a ferry around 1851, which he operated for some 15 years. One June, several years later, he went into business with William McLeod, an early pioneer of Bear Valley, where they laid out the hamlet of what was to become Wanoma, located to the east of Bear Creek. They must have thought it was going to be a real success, for they submitted a plat consisting of 13 blocks, replete with grand-sounding street names like Washington, Maine, Water, High, Walnut, Wisconsin. But this seems to have been close to the high point. Nothing more is recorded about it except that a few of its buildings were later moved to Lone Rock, so it's doubtful if many people even really settled there. The reason probably lay in the fact that several years earlier, another settlement, called Independence, had been established not more than 1/2 mile farther down the river by the mouth of Bear Creek. It, unlike Wanoma, developed into a small settlement consisting of a store, some warehouses, a lumber yard, several houses, and even a small furniture factory. Most of its inhabitants farmed, and some of them served as guides for those settlers who were coming on the Hurst Ferry, making it to central and northern parts of Richland County. But once this migration slackened, Independence began to fade. The river cut away at the shoreline, much like what happened to Richland City, and the hamlet of Independence was taken over by the river. The only evidence that Independence ever existed today is a dusty plat preserved at the Richland County Courthouse.
The Richland County Historical Society invites you to visit the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons this summer from 1 until 4. The museum features an excellent collection of materials held in the Aikie School, one of the surviving one-room schools in Richland County. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham. Rekindle your memories this Sunday with a visit to the Aikie School Museum.